inside, I discovered in the Sefer Megillah Sefer. The Tumah of Tarish was as follows. Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis is quoted. The Mishnah itself says Dama Nida is Mitame. Now we're not going into Protim of Hilchos Tumah, but there's a discussion over here of what kind of Tumah it has. We'll discuss over here. But metame b'maga, metame b'masa. Again, I don't consider myself have any expertise in Hilchos Tumah, but just to show you that the Mishnah talks about damanida as being a davar hametame, and the Pesukim talk about tumas maga, tumas masa. Okay. However, having said that, the question is to what does Tumas Masa apply? So the example given by the Sidrei Tana we saw yesterday was you had one layer on top of another layer. The layer which the blood is found is not Mekabel Tumah. The layer underneath, some other item, garment, whatever piece, is Mekabel Tumah. So the Sidrei Tana says if the bottom is Mekabel Tumah, so therefore we have to be Mitame the woman who saw the blood on the top one. Huh? Makes sense. So the Achronim quote, it's called Minchas Chinuch Eses Kasha against the Sidrei Tara. But you know, if you're looking carefully in the Rambam, Hilchos Tumah, he gives an impression that Tumas Masa does not apply to Kalim. If I pick something up, so then it's Mitame Mi B'Masa, even if I don't touch it. I pick it up through a plastic bag or something, through a pillow. I pick it up, I become Tumas Masa. Tumas Masa. But it's Kli A and Kli B, so Kli B on the bottom is not Mekabel Tumah B'Masa, there's something Tumah on top of Kli A. I claim to have no expertise in these inyana, so I'm just leaving it to you to see that the Minchas Chinuch claims that the Sidrei Tara made a basic and fundamental error in the Hilchos Tumah B'Tara. Can't be that they made a complete error, must be a machlokes of some sort. I'm leaving it to you, yes.
I mean, if the same gavel holds it, it's not necessarily, it's all done. Even if it's not a custom on plastic, when someone picks it up,
no, but the Sidrei Tara case, no one's picking it up. No one's picking it up.
So, but even when you're in the Bimoda, that once someone picks it up, you don't have the same problem.
If it's picked up, yes, but that's not his case. The case he's discussing is not that kind of a case. Oh, that's number one. So that, I've known about it for a long time, this Shiloh. If you look at one of the further sources, Rabbi Kiva Eger is quoted in the Mishnah and Kalim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. That's the base of the Pirush Mishnah is there. And then with Sifra, there's no Tumas Kalim b'masa. Again, I can't go into the details now. However, what I did see, which I never saw before, is in this Sefer, the Sefer called the Megillah Sefer, has something which I found quite interesting. I never thought of this one before. Always new ideas. Kotz Sidrei Tara. The concept of Dama Nida being Mekame B'Masa, which I quoted to you from the Gemara on Afnun Dalet Amud Beis, it's really the first Rashi in the Gemara. We know on the meaning the Dama Nida Mekame B'Mago U'Maso. That's the source of the quotes. Okay. Then he says this follows. That's something which I found. First again, he quotes from B'Kiveg and Kalim Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Dam nida ena metavik kelim anosim. Also the tumas masa dafke but other manose. Perish a mishnah is there. Kiveger. Whatever. The kiveger has all the machstir and two rashes. That's not for now. But what I found remarkable is as follows. Let me read you what he says verbatim. It's page kofkes. V'nira poshut. V'im achar shemotzu adam bebege chena mekabel tumah. Okay. Heini chu. Al beged amekabel tumah. So I find the word, it's fine, it falls on an amekabel tumah. Then I see it, and then 10 minutes later it's placed in the davar amekabel tumah. Lo nitmo isha. Tishas mitzias akesem kovas lin tumos al debayla. Just for argument's sake, to show an example of this, the Sidrei Tara the following shayla. A woman sees a kesem less than the size of a penny. And then it spreads. These things can happen. Mutter. Kishas mitziyasa. Some pasuk, when I say mutter, quote a pasuk. Drachea darche Noah. What's going to happen? It comes to the Rav, and the Rav says it's mutter, it's a penny. She goes home, she's living with her husband, and it's fine. The next morning, she either gets bigger. And she comes to the rabbi and says, Rabbi, I got bigger. We're going to say, oh, so you did a violation with your husband last night. That would be terrible. Wouldn't be drachea darche Noah. It's based on a Gemara a little bit to that extent. Yavama said it's somewhat different case. But without drachea darche Noah, that's behind it. But call it, it's kishas mitziyos and heroa kesem in the original sense. Okay. He's not sure but the following shayla. Listen to this. What happens? Shebishas mitziyos al beget chen vekabel tuma. Hayadu alanu shekodem lachain hayamunach al beget amekabel tuma. Other way around. We see it now an enem kabel tuma. But we know, how do we know? We know. Leo Novi told us, someone told us that yesterday, this Anima Kabbalatum was lying on a Kabbalatum. In Nitma Isha Labal. Says it. So far, okay, interesting shayla. I would have said no, but then he says, this is his key line. The Ain Liton. Shouldn't have a Taina. The Imkain. Bechol Kesem. Hello, I beg it. Hoyamunach alo Isha Mekabelas Tumma. And then it's CS Adam. Should be beg it. V'nafal bibira taras beget shenem mekabel tuma. Ooh. If you're going to say this, so whenever a woman has a garment, it was on her, since it was on her, by definition, I mean, it was on her, so the question will be, the whole kula will fall down the tubes, in terms of begotten. It may still apply to the surfaces, not the floors, but all the sugars about begotten. What? It's always going to be in past tense on a makabel tuma. Who's that? The person herself. Look at but this counter punch is so powerful. Think about this for a minute. The ha'isha tamid tmeya belavachi tumas erev. Ayde hadam atzmo kishiyotze mimena ve'ein lo nafkemina benesias adam. Whoa! This is a line I never thought of before in my life. What he's saying over here is, even assuming that the Sidrei Tara is correct, that an Eina Mekabel Tumah on top of a Mekabel Tumah will create a problem of Ksamim. So there are two shailas. What about Kli Agave Kli? It's about two Rashis and Kalim and who knows what. We're not going to go into that one now. But Kli Agave Adam is a classical case because Adam is certainly Mekabel Tumah's Masa. However, claims the Sefer, Megillah Sefer, that's true for every other person in the world except for the woman herself. Because the woman herself, what are you going to tell me? It's relevant to Paskin the tumah status of the woman herself. And therefore, we have to be in the time of the garment and the time of the woman. When I say tumah for the woman, it has to be kept done in two ways. One is what he calls it, tumah's erev. It means a ritual purity and impurity for going to get a base of mikdash. What concerns us, of course, primarily is her relationship with her husband. So we would normally say, if not what we just saw now, that's if the woman has the toilet tissue in her hand, so since, even though the toilet tissue is not mekabel tumah, but since what? I'm about to help me out. Since we have to be to judge it with respect to the woman who's holding the tissue, so therefore the whole kula of what? Of ena mekabel tumah should not apply to a toilet tissue because the woman is holding it, and that's what it says in many svar. I'm not even sure. Maybe in the.
It's one of the four.
It's one of the four, right? It's one of the big four. What page is it on? Who remembers?
211.
Let's see, 211. You had 4 points. I asked you to see. This is one of them. 2 what? 215. Okay.
213.
Yes. 213. This is C. Another issue raised by Sidrei Tara is that an object that is not Mekabel Tumah but is held by something, in this case the person, that's Mekabel Tumah, is subject to the rules of Ksamim. So the Bari HaShulchan says the Chasam Sofer and the Graz disagree with Sidrei Tara. What's his basis? What's his basis, Rebbe? You know. The Graz, you know already. Remember we discussed the question of a person who has a bdika cloth in his hand. So the Sidrei Tah, the Alter Rebbe is pilpuling. Wait a minute. What's going on? Isn't the typical legal cloth Eina Mekabel Tuma? So what's the problem? So it must be as a shadow of Shash Chagosha Doraisa. Says the Biurim, it's in Kuf Tzad Isif Yud. Dibimaskul Dovar. What do you mean? But according to the Sidrei Tara, the Kasha doesn't even begin. Why does it begin? Because although the typical aid is not Mekabel Tuma, but the woman is holding the aid in the hand is Mekabel Tuma. So therefore, if the Alter Rebbe would have held the Sidrei Tara, he'd have no right from this case of an aid and a Mekabel Tuma. It's a Chash HaGosha Darais. That's what he says. And I've seen that argument in a few places as well. Not true, according to what we just said now. According to what's found in this obscure place, Megillah Seva Page Chav Ches. It's against that. Why is it against that? Because he's saying that even though the Sidrei Tara's loveness is correct, that when something is relevant to Hilchos Tuma Vitara of Tumas Masa, things of this nature, we have to metame the woman, the baila as well. But he put in a caveat that the woman herself, we don't extend it to the woman herself. Why not? If you want a pilpul about the nature of this dam, this way, it's that way, it's to metame the garment, even as Edema Kabbal Tumma. Because the woman is going to become Tomei as a result of this Metzias HaKesem, says the Sefer, Megillah Sefer, it's just not true. Because the woman is going to be Tomei. Anyway, I read again. Toisha Tomei Tomei Balavachi Tumas Erev Adei Adam Atzmo Kishe Yotze Mimenu Veilen Afkamina B'Nesias Adam. Called why? Because Dam HaMoka Leman Dam HaMoka that. It's metame b'masikah down neither v'zava v'tumas masikah gam b'vein ha'peis ha'starim. The sugar men beis amid beis. Although there's no tumas maga beis ha'starim, there's tumas masa. Okay, I'm not experts in hilchos tumah v'tara, but this is quite a remarkable statement. I never saw this anywhere before, which goes against the biurim and all those others who were. It's not only him; others say the same thing as well to try to disprove the sidrei tara based on the Alter Rebbe and others. Not necessarily the case. Maybe we would just exclude the woman herself from this category. Because she's going to be Tamei anyway, but if some other person, for example, would pick up the... Again. Here we go again. Other person picks it up. Picks it up when? Later. We said before, it's not going to be a problem. Say, a woman comes to the rabbi and gives him this specimen. So he picks up this tissue. So he picked it up. He's not Tamei. So he says, since he's not... The answer is no, it's the Gashas Mitzayasa. Yes?
According to the
Rashba,
there's a different shrifus. There wouldn't make a difference whether she's.
Correct. This whole Sidrei Tara is against the Rashba. Sidrei Tara is all based on the Chidushi Aran. Yes?
Whenever a woman finds a Kesem or Dover Hamekabu Kuma, so Chazal said that she should be Tmeya because it shouldn't be a Kuma Kuma.
Right.
So according to the Sefer, why didn't they just say that she should be Tmeya Tumas Erev?
What? When it comes to a husband, it doesn't think it's Tumas Erev. Tumas Erev was a concept which is unique to the, you know, Tumma for eating Truma, going to Beis HaMikdash, so you go to the Mikveh, in certain cases after a day. But with respect to a husband, what are you going to say? She's a Asura to her husband that night and not afterwards.
I'm saying it's still Kukra Kula. That proves that it's still Kukra Kula. Just because she's met Tumas Erev, that's still Kukra Kula. That she finds a Kesem, we say the legend is Tumma, and she's the male Tumas Erev because she came into contact with it, still would be. Unless we say that, no, she's neither because of that.
Don't answer the
question. Okay, very good. He's saying a very deep verse. Let me see if I can repeat it and see if we can figure it out. The Chidushi Aran and the when he explained the reason why we have to metame the woman was ilav ha lo kame ha. If you're not going to metame the woman, then the dam is going to be metame the beggar illicitly. That's how he says, right? So not against in that backdrop, what the Sefer Megillah Sefer is saying is correct. The idea of chuchot tlula, that's not found in Farish yet. Who said that? If I'm not mistaken, the Chasam Sofer said that along chuchot tlula. I think I read it to you from the Sefer Eshkol, Taras Abayis. Pesachet Shuvah, what's chuchot tlula? Where is that? If you find, I'd like to read it inside. If you can find it for me, please. Yeah. I would like to put things together. So he was also saying a very deep of art. If it's a chuchot tlula, l'chara. Then the Megillah Sefer is wrong. And then the Bali Shulchan is right from the Alter Rebbe, and the whole story spills over. He didn't quote the chukla tefula idea. You hear what he said? What? He's saying that as far as the way the Ran phrased it, if you're not going to be mitame the woman, and you end up being mitame the, if you're mitame the woman, you're mitame the beggar, and the beggar is tame. So that's not true, because the woman is going to be tame anyway to maser. So there'll be no kula. But in Hilchas Chukla Tlula, then it might still be an issue. That's what you say.
Why don't you even create the Ran?
Why?
It seems like Chazal felt that unless you're in the time of the woman to be coming to Mashiva, lo kai maha.
Okay.
So what
person? No, women lo kai maha. The woman is going to be Tomei Tumas Erev even without this. Even without the fact that she's picking up the tissue and being mitami b'masa, she was already mitami b'masa when the blood was inside of her. So therefore, you're not worried about any coolness. You'll say if you mitar the woman, they're going to mistakenly say the woman is tahora even to go to Beis HaMikdash, despite the fact she's really tamei because of tumas masa. Not to make that mistake, he says, because she's already tamei just by the fact that she had the blood was inside of her, and Mokam Akoma Tommy is Matami Bamasa, even Bebes Hastarim. That's okay. But you're saying a different verb. If you go with the idea of Chuchot Lula, so now what are you going to say? Let's say that the woman is to be Tumeya anyway, because of Tumas Erev, but she would terrorist her husband even that night. That's impossible. She would terrorist also that night, and what they have was also impossible. But the Chuchot Lula, I think that's very good. You say, where do you find it?
Yeah, he says in Yiddish. He says,
wait. Yud. Simin Kuf? Kuf Tzadi?
Kuf Tzadi, yeah, Yud.
Pisre Tshuva Yud? Does everyone look inside? Everyone inside? We have Chazer all the time.
He doesn't say Chuva Tlula, he says Chuva Ha'isha.
Chuva, okay, that's Chuva's good enough. You don't need Tlula. You don't need any synonyms. Chuva's a joke. Pisre Tshuva Simin Kuf Tzadi, Siv Katan Yud. Hey, this is pretty long.
Near the end.
Okay. This is from the Chasam Sofer, right? That's the one. This is the Chasam Sofer. He says as follows. Chilas, we got this in Shia. Chilas Zeres Kesem, whatever Shem Chum and the Tax. Lo Plug Rabbana, but Tim also Gam Labayla. Shalote Chucha, should be a joke. Ha'isha Tumea Nida Lataris, Utahora Labayla. That can't be. Kemish Nesta Vimminion, that's what we spoke about. That's why he follows the Makolas of today, not the Makolas of a long time ago.
That Lashman is exactly what he's saying. Kufa Shatir Tmei Nida, Lataras will Labala.
Right.
So exactly the Makolas is saying. He's Tmei Lataras will not Labala. So that's what the Kufa is.
Wait. Slow. So therefore, the Gila Sefer said, look, she's to male. She's certainly going to be to male Lataris, for sure. And therefore, no chance of a mistake that the Ran is worried about. So that's correct according to the Ran. But according to this Chasam Sofer, Yosef is correct. And therefore, I assume that the Biurim, is it here? That the Biurim, when he quotes this, by the Shulchan is not on his desk? Okay. I thought it was here. When he said it, he's presumably going with the Chasam Sofer's Mahalach, and therefore, he's correct. Very well said. Yes.
The woman is coming to Maser because even she's a harbush and the dam touched the car become a flame.
Right. Ibn Bamasa, based on
the Masa. She's coming to Masa of Dam Nida.
Correct.
So we assume when we may discuss this once. There may not be this person who says not Masa by a Tessa. The Sukinian Torah. Or by the post is not Masa, so therefore she won't be coming anyway. Because she's only coming to Mas Masa of the Kedem. So if that doesn't exist, so then she's not coming. So therefore, the Gilad Sefer falls, therefore, the Zedretara comes back.
Could be. But I'm going with the Mahalak of Rova Polska, which seems to be in this direction. Maybe we'll discuss it one more time. I don't have the other. Is the Taras Abayas here? In the room? So find it for me, that sheet. You found it already? Okay, I was willing to be stand corrected. What page? Cool. Tough Yud Aleph? Okay. Tough Yud Aleph. Sidre Tara, Sheesh Lama, the Dafka Dam Nida Mamash Matami Bamasa, Velo Kesem Shu Mitzad Mokar Makomotami, Ela Shadiak, Lashona Ramban Varan, Shemashma Shu Kedam Nida Mamash, that the Dam that she sees inside of her is also Matami Bamasa. He quotes the Kenyan Torah, quotes a Tosis, Shekesem Eina Metava B'masa. Oh, so things are going to turn around if you follow that Kinyan Torah. Do you have the Kinyan Torah? You showed it to me once. Kinyan Torah, I forgot. What did we tell you? Bring it in again. Okay, so we'll have to see this. Cheshbonos keep flipping around. But okay, but so far we understand where that, at least where they're coming from, where the Beurim, the Beurim made a mistake. He didn't take into account the svara of this Megillah Seder. He says, wrong. He's going with the Malach of the Ran, Yilohalo Kaimeha. And he's going, the Beurim with the Lashon of the Chasam Soma shouldn't be a Chucha. And they can have different results. Again, assuming that the simple fact that she is in fact Matami B'mah. Very good. Everyone adds more. Itamide Yosem Mikula. Let's go on to this interesting discussion.
Yeah. The Ran of Chasam Soma, how
the Ran said, Yilohalo Kaimeha. If you're not going to Metame, the woman for her husband, they're going to mistakenly say that the object of the, which is who saw the dam is Torah, when in fact it's really his tumah. So only, that's why it's limited to a davar makabel tumah. That's why this, the Megillah Sefer says the woman's is tumah anyway because of what happened inside of her. So therefore, the consideration wouldn't apply. But if you go with the malach of chukat lula,
so we're not afraid they're going to be matar the beged, and since they're matami her, we assume they're going to be matami the beged also.
No. We're not afraid. There's no need to make a rasur levayla for fear that otherwise the papers, they're going to make the paper tar. When the paper's really tummy, why is the paper really tummy? Because she picked out the paper. No, no one's going to say that because we're suggesting that any dam which is inside of her gives a tumas erev in any event. So therefore, you can have the tumas erev on her, and he's assuming everything's going to be tummy tumas erev. She'll be tummy tumas erev. The paper be tummy the dam. Everything's tummy tumas erev. But there's no need to make a tumay 7 days to her husband. That's what he seems to be saying. In the Megillah Sefer, which fits him well to the Ran. The Ran is only worried it will be too lenient as far as the dam or the garment or whatever the paper is concerned. If you go at the Malach of Chucha, then what he's saying is incorrect, and therefore the Beurim who was deriving from the Alter Rebbe that he denied the Chassidus Ratara, presume is going with the Chucha Tlula theory. Yes, sir.
Talking according to the Ran, that we're worried that if we're not Matam and Yishu, we'll come from Matam the Bega.
Right.
The situation when the Bega itself was in Makabal Tuma, the only thing we have is a woman's holding the toilet paper in her hand. There's nothing to be worried about coming to Matam. She's not holding it. There's no Bega that we're nervous she's not going to be Matam, because the only thing she's the only one in Makabal Tuma. So why would we need.
That's exactly what he said. As he said that although Sidritar is machmir, if some other person will pick up the Seinem HaKabal Tumah thing, but the woman herself, you don't have to worry. That would be against her. But that's only with the Ran. If you go, that's why you see, shows how I shouldn't rely upon myself, I don't rely on it. You jump, you know? We put two in the same basket. You have the Ran Svara, it's just a little bit different. There's the Chasam Sova Svara, but these little differences make big differences. So you have to be precise in your formulations. Here's a perfect case in point. Yeah.
You really said before we don't find Tumas Erev for Baila? Ever?
We can have certain things of this nature, but they're not discussions we don't have.
Even by Shemaris Yom, so would it be?
Okay. If it's Manas there, we don't have it, so let's put it that way. If it's Manas there, we don't have it. Okay. This is the Yisrael. Fine. Now, Rabosa. This could be relevant, again, it's a machlokes and hilchus tumah, which we don't know the answer to. What happens if a woman wears a pad and puts it into her undergarment? Ma'aseh b'chol yom. Most poskim assume the pad is not a makabel tumah. Whatever it is, cotton, it's not a garment, it's a garment. However, if you hold this chumah, the sidrei tara, that a davar she'ein a makabel tumah, al gabei a makabel tumah is a problem. So every pad is going to be a problem, every single one. Okay, so the minig is to be mekel in pairs because we don't hold from the sidrei tara. Either because we hold his whole mahalach is incorrect from tchila v'atzof, or half of it is incorrect. Maybe it's correct with respect to what person, whether it be the woman herself according to some, or another person according to all, who picks up this enem akavot tumah. But with respect to an object on an object, So kelim and amatam and masa. That's what Rabbi Kivega says in Masechta Kelim. Stephen and Rashi says again. Rabbi Rambam appears in Mishnayos. It's a sifra. I don't have enough expertise in Minchas Chinuch. Though I don't have enough bekiyas in Minchas Tumah Vatara. The minig all of it to be made on the show. That's the bottom line. And if that is found beferish in the English book, in the Art Scroll book, you can look it up. Let's see, page 214. Yeah, I'm sorry. Questions.
Why is this any different than she's actually? This is Tumas Masa, though she's also carrying it. It's in the underwear, and therefore she's carrying it. Why is it any different than the tissue paper?
Okay. Okay. Good. So we're making by the tissue paper. We're making by here as well. Now, it's arguably worse. According to the, but this Megillah Sefer's logic, the tear could be worse. Could be better. Could be worse. Could be better because maybe Kli Agave Kli is not Mekabel Tumas Masa. It could be worse because it's something independent aside from the woman herself. He says the woman herself shouldn't count. Yeah.
Also, in most cases, if the Megillah Sefer is right, that there's usually Shofanet on the pad once it's removed, right, from the undergarment.
But doesn't matter, it's Peshat Mitzuyosin, you could say.
Right, that's what I'm saying, right. She'll find it once it's already off.
She looks down, she sees it. Anyway, this is as follows. Listen carefully. A woman who finds a stain on a sanitary napkin or pad must ask a shayla, even if the pad is made of a material that is not Mekabel Tumah. Why? First of all, he quotes Pesuk and says the pad is Mekabel Tumah. Why? I'm not a bookie in Hichas Kabbalah Tumah, but he quotes from big people. Rabbi Vosner, I'm just a Karelitz. A pair of Mekabel Tumah. How can that be? For a variety of reasons, how can Mekabel Tumah? First of all, it's made from just nothing. Second of all, I think it doesn't remember Moshe HaVeklal, the old disposable stuff is not Mekabel Tumah. Isn't that one of his famous clothing? He has another area of context. Enoch a disposable God of Mizah. So, I mean, other possible things. Now. Oh, it seems that most pairs are not Mekabel Tumah. Even himself, he says that. But then he throws in something very interesting. Very interesting. A woman usually wears a pad when she expects heavy staining. Not true either. But different kinds. It's heavy, it's light, etc. A pad may absorb much of the stain and cause a larger flow to seem less than it actually is. Thus, the period may actually begin but seem like a stain. If one dismisses any stain on a pad, a woman can theoretically experience a period and not realize that she is Tmei. I find this hard to believe. But in any event, the pad that I'm discussing are primarily what they call the light pads, which don't absorb that much dam. And therefore, I think that even according to this logic, we have a right to be made. Okay. So having said this, I want to go back to the four magical chumras that the Sefer Pesachei Halacha, Rabbi Forst, in the Art Scroll, suggests that's not so simple to the bimata, the simple case, the classic case of a woman sees her blood on the toilet tissue. So let's go one at a time. We just mentioned one of the reasons, the sidrei tam, right? It's in a mekabel tumah on something which is mekabel tumah. Did we discuss any other reasons yesterday? I don't remember anymore. That's number one. Number two, a chiddush he has over here. A chiddush. Perhaps the kesem found upon the tissue is considered a kesem on the body, which is mekabel tumah, since the stain was wiped onto the cloth directly from the body. Unbelievable chumrah. Who does he quote this chumrah? Sure enough, the body on shulchan. Igros Moshe does not seem to take his point into consideration. Right? Kishas mitziyasan. Kishas mitziyasan. That's all. Period. We know she wiped it from her body, so what? That's D. So D we don't accept. C, Jason Jen is not accepted. What's B? Kesem, less than the gris, is disregarded because it's attributed to lice. But there are no lice there. See 14a. If even a kesem, less than a gris, renders her a nida. First of all, he says that when she does, Rav Moshe says, faker, she gets the general cleaning. Second of all, forget about the gris. Well, even if it's more than a gris, it's mutter, because it's animal kabbal tumah. So I'm not sure what B means. So the only one that we really have to worry about really is what we'll call A.
Is he Makabal Rav Moshe that toilet paper is Makabal Tuma? Or is he arguing?
Whoa, start again?
So is he claiming that toilet paper is Makabal Tuma?
No.
Against Rav Moshe?
No. We're not saying that. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael.
What was the A?
Oh, we have it now. A is now. A is now. What happens, this goes back to our original Gemara. Any wiping which follows urination immediately. That's what we have to talk about. We spoke about it a bit yesterday. Talk about it a little bit more now. A, it's A. It may have been Agosh at the time when she mistook for the cessation of urination. This Reitara seems to go back and forth on this issue. The Chavas Das we already saw yesterday. This is a potential problem. So let's discuss it a little bit more. So number one, the discussion we had yesterday, when do you start counting? From the end of the urination or the beginning? He counts from the end. I wasn't completely sure he should count from the end. He should really count from the beginning. Now what is the time? Again, Chavas Das contradicts himself. Is it the earliest year? Or is it called Osiyom? Or is it the latest year? Which is Mechayev Ashem Tolim. So just to not go into all those details, he talks here about a minute. 1 minute. It's a long time, 1 minute. Seems everybody's gonna, all women are gonna wipe themselves within a minute of the time that the urination ends, maybe even from the time the urination begins. So if you have a minute, forget it. Some of even 2 minutes. I don't know where all this with these shirim are coming from. We saw 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 6 seconds, 12 seconds we saw that. Where all these minutes coming from? The Ramos were not bulking the time, but still, it seems to me that since this whole thing is already a chumra b'yama, you have to go so far with this yourself. Seems to be a pretty long time. Okay. I found something in the Bali HaShulchan, which I found. Oh, we don't have it here. So we have it. Okay. So if you take a look in Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, Sif Cotton Hay, in the Bali HaShulchan, that the Shulchan Aruch holds that the Shir Oshem Tolui is only the Shir which is very, very brief for Kinuach and not enough time to do a Bedika, as we saw in the one Yudal on the base. I thought that was against the Gemara, that citation of the Bari HaShulchan. The Gemara seems to say not that way. What?
The Rambam says it also.
Says which one?
Kinuach.
Okay. Whatever it may be. I thought it's a very short amount of time. Good. There are three reasons, at least, why one can argue on the Chavas Das. It's just hard to get the three reasons on. One. We're not worried about the whole thing. This I found in the Taras HaBayis, the beginning. It talks about this in page Chav Aleph and Chav Beis, towards the very beginning of the same. So we don't follow this. Why don't we follow this? What's the Paradise Rimonim? We still have to get that. He says, it's not true. Tamua Mo'od Be'enai. That's the case. The many Kusam Asurim Ben HaTorah. After Tashmash, after Meraglayim. Lama Lohuski B'Shas HaPoskim. Good morning. This is the Retire woke up one day and made a Chumash and nowhere in Shas HaPoskim. And Tzivonim, we never heard of anybody, Goli HaPoskim, who says, after Tashmash or Meraglayim, after Mimachmir. And even the Sefer Torah himself backed out. This is up to page Chav Beis. Aye, why is it so? Nira leave Poshut. I'll be Masha Kazav and Sefer Torah Biatzmo. Simon Kuftani in three places. Mem Dalet, Samach Aleph, and Samach Zayin. We say Chashinah Shetosar Vagoshes Edo Shamash Mils of the Lo Shchicha. Sherov Anoshim Einon Toz Pekach. Umeshemach Elo Chashinah Loch Elarak Sheish Dam Lefonenu. And therefore, when I told the old man, Lotha, she told Bargo Shosa, you follow the road. Then and toss, mentioned this briefly to you yesterday, that we follow the majority are not making any mistakes, and therefore there's no chashash min HaTorah. That's all. No chashash min HaTorah. That's reason number one. This is reason number one. The chorus would be make all across the board. Reason number two, quote here from the pre-Deya, quote over here in the same source, in the same page, in the Sefer Taras Abayis. You can look it up yourselves in the back of Yishulchan Aruch, we have the pre-Deya. The pre-Deya says that when it comes to Meirag Laim, we can be more maker. Why is that so? It says, Hagoshes Meraglaim and Lochoshes there. He quotes the Ramba. Shein Derech Dama Mokal Lobo and Meraglaim. Quotes the Ramba in Perikhei Alocha Zayin and Hilchot Tzuba. I didn't see it there. It's a Rashi, says so, based on the Gemara. Rabbi will say, open to the Rashi. Please open up. I'll show it to you. But he quotes from the Ramba because I couldn't find it in the Ramba. But I did find it in the Rashi. This is very important. Rashi says, Nun Tes Amud Bey is the first Rashi on the Gemara. It's a whole complicated story about a woman who was seeing dam in the urine itself. I had a Shia Mamash last week. A woman saw dam in the urine. It's Mizaneka, says Rashi. Mikalachas, the urine is a stream. The cave of the Nafit Bekiluach, Kiurcha, Lo Techika, Lohodon Eraglain Lamoka. The Ein Derech Dam Moka, Lotzeis, Im Meraglayim. That's the way it is. They don't come out together for whatever biological reason that the Gemara gives. That's it. It won't come out together. And therefore, by definition, you have every right to be Mekel. And presumably, we're working with an assumption that there is no significant possibility, therefore, of any Hagoshes Adam. And it's explained a little bit more by the statement of Mishmeres HaTarma Manashach. While the urine is streaming out, so Rashi says what? This ain dam amokah lusus in the merag line. Avo Rashi goes on. Shoseses. What does shoseses mean? It's sort of dripping out. So when it's dripping out, at that point there's a possibility of dam coming out. Says the Mishmeres HaTarma. But at that time there's no argosha. Manashach. The whole argosha of meraglayim that we have to worry about is when there's mikalachas, there's a stream coming out, just a drop coming out, that's not considered to be argosha. So therefore there's no possibility of a derais over here, hence we reject the shita of the chavastas, and he goes to chazanish, and simen tzadis of kotnal, he goes through this whole suga barichas. I'm not going through a suga barichas here, that's mekel when it comes to the achar meraglayim. Ramosha is apparently worried about wiping herself while the last drops are coming out. That he is worried about. He's worried about that. Maybe he feels that maybe there would be a hagosha even then. But he just says one thing. A typical woman is not going to wipe herself while the last drops are coming out. She'll wait till all the drops come out. And then she'll wipe herself. She has to worry about wearing the telephone or the baby's crying. So except for those rare cases, there's nothing to worry about. Apparently, Rav Moshe assumes that once it stopped dripping, you're not worried even about even a second later. He doesn't worry about osion. He doesn't say one word about osion. He doesn't say a thing about it. So he seems to be make it as long as the drip stopped. Incidentally, in that shul of Rav Moshe, he's discussing there. Rabbi Ida asked him a question about damage is found on the toilet or in the toilet bowl. And Rav Moshe writes there just one line. There's no difference between found on the toilet and found in the toilet bowl. Doesn't explain why. I'm assuming he's working with the sheet of some really recent poskim who say that the water in the toilet bowl is Eino Mekabel Tumah. I saw it quoted by the Minchas Yitzchok, and I think of Cheskel Roth from the Dayan from Borough Block has a single Cheskes Tara in the back. Don't have that sefer? Cheskes Tara? It's a very good sefer, neither. It's in the back. He has a kuntres about it. He wrote a separate kuntres on it too. Maybe we have a chance, we'll open up the Shnayas Mekvos a little bit maybe, and see what it says there about the water not being Mekabel Tumah. That's what we assume la'alocha l'maisa, because b'ksamim shomim l'hokal, that the water is not Mekabel Tumah. That's what we're assuming. Yeah?
Why Two things. First of all, I think the toilet's considered the chubur of the karka.
Right. But not the water.
Right.
The toilet's the chubur of the karka. But Rav Moshe equating the water with the toilet seems to be assuming that the water's also not a kabbal tum.
I guess I'm not coming to like an airplane.
Yeah, airplane. An airplane.
Also, I'm having difficulty with the Rav and Rashi. I'd say that she doesn't usually bleed when she doesn't urinate and bleed at the same time, but when does she just go to the bathroom and bleed? I thought most women, they bleed when they have to urinate. I don't know.
You're talking about the Danita Kamek. You're denying the Matzias of the Gemara. Or Rashi. Rashi says, Ain Derech Damo Galatetz in the Erech Lav. You're saying it's not true? Okay, I'll have to ask my doctor. Okay, I have another one.
Usually women don't just go to the bathroom and bleed stuff. They bleed and urine at the same time.
Only quote, all I quote is Rashi.
You can have the
Rambam. What did Rambam say? Yeah, I saw Rambam. He doesn't say this for Farish. I read the rabbi. So what line is it? Just give me, read the three words that count. Show me. Three words. Five words. No. Doesn't say Beferish, what Rashi says. This doesn't say. I know what it says. But the Rashi still says Beferish. Ain derab dam mokal ates in eraglai. Now we have scientific contra evidence or anecdotal.
Well,
the Matzias, okay. I'll always like to try to make the Matzias fit in. Okay, we'll see what we can do. The claim is made that it's simply not true, what Rashi says. Ain derech dam mokal ates in eraglai.
Women don't just stop and go and bleed. If they're gonna bleed only when they have to. The bathroom, like you said, like they don't wake up in the middle of the night.
That's what you're saying is certainly not true. But whether this is true or not, I'll have to ask around. I'll ask around. Because see, sometimes you find that Kadosh Baruch Hu has miracles. When he opens up this opening, that one closes, this and opens. Wait. Let's first see if we can find a scientific basis.
Maybe this misunderstanding. Is he saying that they're coming out of two different areas of the woman, or are they
sick? I read you it the third time. Rashi says, Ein derech dam mokal atzeis imei raglai. So when the urine comes out, any blood that's coming out with it is not from the muck. You're saying it's not true? Okay, I don't want to argue with you. I'll speak to remember, try to remember, speak to the doctor. Yes?
A little bit along the same lines, maybe Rashi is saying that the dam doesn't come out with the actual urine, meaning since they're in two different places, it's not the derech that the urine will have blood in it, that it's not a damaka. Usually when the urine has blood, it's a damaka.
Oh, but of course the question becomes as follows. We all know, anyone knows a little science knows, that the dam is coming from a different place. But why can't you ever see merging traffic? You know what I mean? Merging traffic. You know, they're coming from one. It's going to be merging traffic. That blood is coming from higher up in the milk. Or this urine is coming from lower down in the urethra. It's merging traffic. Why can't they come out together? I don't understand why not.
I think that's the difference between Omedit and Yoshevet. Omedit, it's like.
It can't be. What? Yeah. Doctor, what do you say? It can't be merging traffic.
I don't think so.
Oh, the doctor says no merging traffic. So good, it's confirmed that Rashi is right. Okay. Unlikely. Good. I want to make one point that David Krill made to me yesterday. He found me at another Rashba. We had how many Rashbas we have so far? The Rashba's the main man. He found a Rashba in Afnun Beis and Medveis. I even left a bookmark here to remind myself. We said against my pshat. We got Stephen to Rashi. That's why I said it's not that maybe the Rashi holds like the Sibre Tara's version of Rashi. He doesn't think so, because Rashi Nun Beis, the Rashba Nun Beis and Beis, we were here once before. Quotes the Ramban. We hear in the context of whether an initial Hargosha in the first day is enough to make all the blood a week later, Midoraisa. So Ramban says as follows: Some of the Rabbanim hey, Vafilu biyodua shemigufa ba, Dvar Torah tahorihi. Disa the Kamon Bereish Perakaroa Kesim. Says Beferish, you know for sure Megufa Ba. So consider Torah Midaraisa. So why? It has to be for the reason of what? Bipsara, and footnote 111 quotes it. Ad Shetagash Bipsara, even if it's Yodua, Shem Megufa Ba. The Rashba argues on the Ramban, but not for this reason. This gives an impression that the Rashba might hold that you really require Hagosha, even in the case of Yadua Yotze Vigufa, which is not the way we read the Rashba, two Rashbas yesterday. Unless you say, when the Ramban, Rashba writes about the Ramban, Felibi Megamgein B'dov Rezeh, and he asks Sakash against him, right? Gives a different shot. So part of his libi begamgem was so the whole thing is wrong, but even though he didn't say it. That's a question. When someone asks the kasha, is that the only kasha? Could be other kashas, disagreements as well. So I'm leaving that for the moment. Okay, Rabosei, any questions? Yes.
Did Rabbi give the third svara? Why would argue? Why would argue with Hamadas?
I gave two or three.
Two, I think.
I gave the svara of the Taras Abayis that the Sardis Tara backed out because the rove is not that way. He gave the predeya that says urine, even if you're not going to back out by Tashmish and Aid, but urine is different based on this Rashi. And the third was Rav Moshe, who's denying the whole Osiyam. That was the third. Yes, sir.
I'm not sure why Rav Moshe. If Rav Moshe's.
I don't know why. I'm just taking a fact. Rav Moshe's only worried as long as he's actually dripping urine. A second later, he's no longer worried. I don't know why, but obviously he's not worried about it. Yeah.
Could we say that Rav Moshe is saying that the argasha can only happen when there's a flow? That's only when we're worried about argasha. Once it drops,
that's. Rav Moshe is, he argues twice. Rav Moshe, on the one hand, is worried about the drops.
Well, because that's OTO.
Ah, ooh, wow. See, Rav Moshe, woo! Rav Moshe, kushachat b'teretz b'charata. So then Rav Moshe would be the same thing. There'll be only two and not three. Rav Moshe's drops is osium to the flow. Wow. Okay, Rav Moshe assumes we're a big Talmid Chacham. He doesn't say a word about any of that stuff, but okay. I guess he assumed right. People who read about Talmid Chacham. Okay, yeah? Maybe. Okay. Before I go further, this is a few schedule issues. I realize tomorrow I have to go big back Proctor downtown again. So we have Shia tomorrow at 10:30? It's better than 8:45. Okay, 10:30, yeah? And how about Thursday, graduation day? What's the third? Who?
Yeah, same thing, 8:45.
8:45 Thursday? Good.
That means it's Bris.
I can't be at the Bris. But the Bris is called for 6:40.
Right.
Yeah, I understand. That doesn't take an hour? An hour, I assume.
On a Thursday?
No. No Tachlin. More than an hour? An hour? Yeah. An hour 10 without Tachlin?
Yeah.
Take
till
9
with
Tachlin.
From 7:40.
This is about sun. So it starts 6:40. The other bridge will be 10 to 8. So 10 to 8. So there's left time for a bagel. We get up here in time for 8:45. Why not? Maybe Mr. Drush is maybe a little bit. No? Serious nefesh. Okay, so good. So again, tomorrow 10:30. And Thursday, 8:45, and then back to 11:30 on Sunday with the show. Next week is what?
Maybe we should go Ed's finals over, so maybe we can switch to a different schedule.
Let's just leave it for till Shavuot. Let's leave it 11:30, and we'll worry about it after. Maybe some more guys coming in. I don't know. Okay, so Sunday, Monday. I suppose no shiur on Tuesday. Erev Shavuot. That's a good assumption.
Yeah.
Erev Shavuot. Kabbalah Satorah. But all right, I understand the realities of life. So. Okay, so Sunday, Monday, then we'll resume the following Sunday, yeah? Emes? There's no traveling day. Isru Chag Shavuos. Arab Memorial Day. I have plenty of Shia Memorial Day. Is that any Easter? Is that a Raisa? Rabbanim? Yes, good. Those who can't make it. Okay, people have weddings, people have every bunch of things going on. Why not? I'm giving shiur on Memorial Day, Kavachoma, every Memorial Day. Traveling. Traveling day.
I might be the only one.
Nope, try to come back. Okay. Anyway, let's now discuss a thing which I've talked about in the past. I think it's one of the most important psukim in Hilchos Taras HaMishpacha, which is not, people don't realize it. I think it's a very, very important thing which is found over here in the Sefer, the article Sefer, page 209, going over to 210. He has the following case. A kesem found close to the expected arrival of one's period should not be dismissed lightly, even if it was found in a colored garment. Although the woman is not rendered a nida by the kesem itself, it may signal the imminent arrival of her period, and precautionary steps are warranted. A Rav may advise the couple to abstain from cohabitation until her status becomes clear. That's point one. Point two. In addition, a menstrual period is often preceded by a staining phase, which may be considered a vesta guf. Therefore, the couple may be halachically required to abstain from any physical contact upon the onset of the staining. He's going with his chumas of vesta guf. I don't like that part. In either case, although they may be required to abstain, the kesem is essentially tahor, since it was found on a colored garment, and they need not observe all other rules of hachakos, not handing things to another. He's working with an assumption that when a woman has a yom haveses or veses aguf, there is even chibuk v'nisha gezos. So we're going to see later we think it's mutter. But I do agree emphatically with what he says, emphatically, that any woman who's staining, and I'm going beyond him, and in my view, any woman who's staining should be poreish from tashmish for that day. For a whole variety of reasons. One is what he says. It may lead to a period, it may be called a vesta guf if it's common that way. And the truth is that this is sort of a forced shalita, which he said on his own. He doesn't quote anybody. Mamash says it on his own. Without any, not even one footnote in this whole long paragraph. But the truth is it's already been written. I quoted this on my own. Then I found it in the Sefer of Rav Avadya, quoting from Shura Sheva Levi from Rabbi Bosner. And I think it's very, very important. And it goes back to a Sefer Tiferes Tzvi. Tiferes Tzvi says, Keshehuva lafanai sheila shel reiyas mari yorok mari azov. That's not only it's a red stain. Let's say it's a gold stain, a yellow, some kind of stain, brown stain. V'yeshmo smichus dam va'av. It's some kind of a thick stain. Ha'yisi noeg lahoras leisha shetifrosh mi bala, to abstain. As I always say, stain, abstain. Also laila, v'shetomu lebala sheyesh le'esh shayla. She should make up a story that the rabbi couldn't decide until the sun shines the next day. Why? Why do you make a schumer for it? To make people separate from the husband? It's a crazy thing. If she comes the next day, I'll say it's tar. Utehilos lakel shekivanti laemis. Thank God I passed it right. Why? Shekama pomo horesi came. Ulumachras bo hadam b'shefa. V'lo hutzucha ha'isha lo shuvelai lahoras la lamar sheviya. Because the period began. V'yein lo mar shaho will v'isha torah l'fiyadin. Heich nafishena mi bala ad lamachras. V'lo nocha shema mechazal erev in samav gimel lebeit. Because in our case, many possible are anyway machmir by Mara Yorok and Mara Azov. And therefore, it's correct to be mafreshna. End quote. So too in Shut Shevet Alevi and Shuri Shevet Alevi. Shalom al Me'ani Soyon. Shekhar Shahuvo Elov Shele Shemar Adam. Shalafiyadin Yesh Latar. Catch this now. Yomayim or Shloshim. Woo! Shloshim Akbolo! 3 days! Ulimana mitashmish. Kikama pa'amim rosh amaras atzum nefchu b'meshach azman lamara damamish. Kamadava motashik shemavim lachocha mara chom boyer. Shutor, light brown. Mikoma kom simenu laskolas haveses. It's going to start getting redder and redder and redder. She's not going to know the difference between one kind of brown and the other. But to shamish and bala v'yavod de mirsho, uve'etsa anal rabim nitzlim mirsho. End quote. We call makom double underlined here. Hakol lefira os einei hamoru. Depends on the case. I thought that this psak is correct. Again, it's four sources. Rabbi Four says it on his own. The Teferes Tzvi is the first one who said it. Rabbi Shvozna said it, and Rabbi Avadya said it. They all say it in somewhat different ways. They all are saying it. They're all saying it.
It's only definitely when it's Samach le'isnida.
So each one has different ways of saying it. Right? Different ways. In my view, Stain, abstain. All situations. You never know what to... Yeah, I think that night. That's what I would say. She's abstain that day. She should be abstain that night. Again, I remember there could be exceptions to that rule. But as a general principle, I think it's correct. Yes?
So what percentage of Ksanim would you say is abstain
by? As a general rule, that would apply.
So let's say she's on a certain pill that regulates her body, and that part...
Those pills often break through. If she sees a stain, I'll tell her to abstain that night, because that could break through into a whole gush of blood.
Maisa b'chol yom. Sometimes the staining is just part of the normal...
I'm telling you from a lot of shilas, that these pills can easily break through to a to what we consider a flow. Easily. Easily. Well, she skips one for sure, then she doesn't skip one. It's high dose, low dose, I'm going to all the proton now. But it can easily happen, yes?
We said the chumra of the arts girls, Asidia Kula, that we could start keeping the 5 days.
I'll go beyond that. You can't start keeping the 5 days.
No, I know that the Arsbo said the Nasa Sagov, that you should, if she might have Nasa Sagov, and therefore they should avoid physical contact. So then
I'm against avoiding all physical contact. I don't like that whole chumra. But if they're going to avoid Bia, the 5 days can start right away.
Right.
What's the problem? The 5 days in case she'll be poletis. And we have a low plug. But the low plug doesn't apply in a case where she's halakhically prohibited from living with her husband.
So Rabbi Willis said that you could still touch, but you start keeping the 5 days.
Absolutely. I'm a reform rabbi. You think I'll go?
Yeah,
right. Vote of confidence, Baruch Hashem. That's what I think. I'm just following the svar. Baruch Hashem. This is page Shin. Starts page time of test, goes to page Shin. Yes?
How does everyone else deal with the Yud Shod Nun? The various of you said, oh, it's a Kesem of many in Postum or Machmer, and anyway, so bring me Machmer so we don't have the problem of Yud
Shod Nun. I'm Machmer. I think it's has a status of, I think any, what is the best of those? Rabosai, we're not learning Hichos Ves, that's the last topic, it's the hardest topic, the longest topic. We'll leave it out for the moment. But what, obviously, Vizadnes b'nei Yisroel mitzumasim to the lifrosh some of the Vesta, it's for fear, they're going to end up being a beer with a nida. That's the fear. I have the same fear over here. To me, it's a bigger fear. It's a calendar day. 8 months ago, I saw this. No kind of chumras in front of, that's just, and nothing's happening. We're still machmir. It's a kavachomer, in my opinion. He wants to call it a Vesta goof, whatever you want to call it. I hold it. I have no problems. My conscience is not bothering me, Yeshua ben Nun. I'm saving people from a mishal. I'm following the footsteps of these gedolim. I must tell you, I thought it was on my own, but I thought it was any saving. Logical. Baruch Hashem. They say when you, if a person is walking a straight path, he bumps into people. Say, bumped into the Rabbi Vajra. Baruch Hashem, I bumped into Rabbi Vajra. They bumped into Rabbi Vos, and they bumped into the same as the Tzvi, and I bumped into Rabbi Forst. I'm very excited that I bumped into all these people. So, Baruch Hashem. They don't say the farish that the council is in 5 days, but the chora, how can you argue on that? The 5 days, as long as she's required to separate from Tasha with her husband.
But then,
they say anytime
she's
her Vesas. Yeah, the post say that. Whenever she has a Yom Vesas, the council is in 5 days. That's print. That's in print. But not Logel and Maisa can make all those kinds of cases. It's Baal Shemosh, whatever going on. Here's what is really the Maisa. Yes?
Rav Moshe has a case where a woman always fasts 2 or 3 days before her Vesas. So would you say that is a Vesas Likurif or not?
Rav Moshe is a wild Kiddush, we're not up to it. Now, Rav Moshe seems to say that if a woman spots every month before, that we should count the vests from the time of the spot. That's, to me, that's a little bit much. There's a real flow. That's the calendar vest. Vest HaGuf, 7 shmuks. Vest HaGuf can vest HaYamim are 2 different things. Yes?
So what if a woman knows herself, and she knows sometimes she has a certain discharge, which is nothing, it's a certain color that she knows is never ever part of the monthly cycle. I mean, call it technically a pesem, because there's a discharge, it's not a gufa. But, you know, if it's like a yellowish color or something. Like
yellow, I'm not worried about yellow. I'm not worried about
yellow.
I'm not worried about yellow. Yellow doesn't bother me at all. So I'm worried about either red or browns that are starting to, you know.
Family.
That's it, right. That's all. I'm not worried about yellow. Oh, good. So, really reform. Okay. But then, of course, can't count those in 5 days. You can't have it both ways. She's with Teres Patash, but she doesn't count it in 5 days. That's impossible. Now, so once we're here, Rabbi Isai, we have over here a Another remarkable Kiddush on the same page, page 210. A woman who finds a very large red stain on a colored garment, if she's a rav must be consulted. Footnote 33. It is difficult to define large. There are some who maintain that a stain is the size of a half dollar is tame, even when found on a colored garment. There seems to be no source for this in halakhic literature. However, a stain as large as those stains a woman finds on her garments before menstruation is difficult to dismiss, even if found on a colored garment, and even if she is unaware of any hargosha. This stain may be the beginning of her menstruation. So I think it's again correct. A very large stain is already a flow. That's what I think is really, it's a flow. That's what it is. That's what it is. Fundamentally, that's what it is.
You're
going to have to have that. No, I'm going to have that. But if it's, fills up the entire pad, you know, that's a dollar bill. That pad's the size of a dollar bill, approximately, you know. Leaving approximations. So let's leave it at half dollar, go to a full dollar, but a dollar bill. So if she sees a stain the size of a dollar bill, that's a flow. You know, you can't just, once it's a flow, you can't be making, you know, she only discovered it on her pad. Can they really? Okay. Fine. In my concluding remarks for today, I want to go back to the very beginning. Then we're going to start to go with a new topic. We're going to start tomorrow. Back to Hargosha. We have to get out of our system over here. There is a view which is a completely different take on Hargosha. I want to discuss it with you a little bit. We mentioned the Binas Odom. Is that here? Time was here. Some dreaming. I saw it here. Talks about in Sim Zion. Binas Odom Sim Zion. Those who have, please look it up. Don't trust me. Talks about Hargosha. What is Hargosha? Look what he says. That's ridiculous. Ela shetardish eze hargosha sheyia. No, we shall don't say psichas hamaka. Any hargosha in the world counts. That's the end of the first paragraph. We'll skip a number of paragraphs. The end of the third paragraph. He says, Yatzalanu, Shakol Nikra Hargesh, Bain Zivas Darvalach, Bain Hargosha Saguf, that Torah Hikpida Raksha Targesh, Aval Einaf Gamina, Bema Hoya Hahergesh. Doesn't matter where, excuse me, doesn't matter what. Okay. Gotta find one quote I couldn't find last time either. Then he says as follows. I mentioned this to you, I think, a little bit yesterday. Don't say Bipsara Shatakish Bipsara means in the Mokar. Because while the Dam is in the Mokar, it's Torah. It has to go out to the Beis Achitzon. So you get an impression from that line, it doesn't matter where in the body it's felt. Oh. This is sheet number one. So there's even someone goes beyond it, it's called the base mayor. The base mayor is in the Gedolim, correspondent of Rabbi Kivega, not some. So in Simon Kuf Pei Ches, Siv Dal, he has three chuvas in a row. Chuvas you put into a safe on your day. So in the third tshuva, he writes as follows. I discovered this, not my bekiyas, the same Mishmeres HaTar quotes, and he likes it as a matter of fact. He likes it in his beginning, and at the end, when he writes his Chedushim HaShas, he likes it even more. That's what he says. See from the Rambam, lav davka psichas amok av yagosha, elohu adin shari and yonim hergesh l'shini aguf kod ez daz agufa, ubevadai kenu, look what he says now, ki nehi didar shinan ad shetagash bebesoro, mikol mekom, b'mashe tagish, hecha remiza, imkein mali nami imargesh azivas adam bebesoro, honami bebesoro mikri, that's what he says, called Shmuel Agamara, Kark Ola Motzadam Alea Torah. I should have said Beferish. Isha Shiyati Men Adam Shalom Agosha Torah. Interesting. Why does Shmuel say, call a spade a spade? Nobody gets an answer. Elevada. Kol Shayodat Mehayetzia I Emshem Shem Ofen Shalom Agosha Shezeh Gufa Agosha Hi. You said yesterday, I feel. The word I feel in English can mean I feel a bang on my hand. I feel that today, I feel that George Bush made a mistake. I feel doesn't just the only word mean feel to have a physical feeling. It means I know. Knowledge. It's the basic Mary saying. I often ask the child to women, I guess sort of intuitively. Said when you discover this, did you know about it before you saw it? What did I say in the olden? What did you know? When did you know it? Right? When did you know it? So if a woman says, and I was a little surprised, I looked down on my garment, on my pants, on my toilet, but there I saw it, I didn't know. So I didn't know what's called Beli Agosha. But if she knew before, how did she know? She knows. She feels. I'll be defined. Feely. It's a touchy feeling. She feels. She feels cognitively that there is some kind of a Riyas Dam. This itself is considered to be Hagosha. This is... How is this different, I'm asking Rabosai, from the Sidrei Taras Rashi? When the Sidrei Taras, according to Rashi, Hagosh is simply Yadua Shavada Yatzada, it's not like it's exactly saying the same thing. It's with different lumbus. A different lumbus. But that's what it really boils down to. That Hagosh just means that you know that it came out as opposed to Bukka Karak Olam, and she didn't know about it until she happened to look down and see the floor. Wow. Yeah?
How's he translating Asher Targish Bivsara? She has to know it's Bivsara.
Well, how is she going to know it? She'll know it by something that's going on in her body. Right? How's she going to know it? By Ruach HaKadosh. I'll put it this way. If she knew by an x-ray, she did a sonogram, and the sonogram showed that there's some dam there, that I don't think she'd be too mad. No, she's Bipsar, she has to feel it, not know it. Oh, it might be the difference between this and the Sidrei Tara. Sonogram. Do a sonogram, and a sonogram will... Well, that's... Oh, give me a sonogram. Halacha l'maisa. A doctor looks in. I told him against the doctor yesterday. The woman went to the bathroom, and she wiped herself and saw nothing. 10 minutes later, the doctor looks in and sees his mamash dam floating in there. So according to the... According to the, and she tells us, not floating in there. So according to the Sidrei Tara, she's a Surah Medaraisa. Yodah Megufa. According to the Beis Meir, she's Muteris. Because she may know it cognitively because the doctor told her, but she didn't feel anything. There is a slight nuance. It's not quite exactly the same thing. Chod Abin Afkamina, right? Pashas. Abin Afkamina. Oh. Oh, let me just say two more things and then we'll stop. Yeah.
A lot of what Rebbe said before is, so in this next case of the doctor, should they didn't see anthrax come out yet? Then the doctor sees
nothing.
So can they have hashmash that night, or is there...
Chas v'chalilu.
Okay.
Chas v'shalom.
This is again...
Chas v'shalom. That's crazy. Another reason to prohibit hashmash for a woman who's having these stains is an obvious reason. If this tashmish is a very strong chance that the husband will see dam on him, or she'll see dam all over her, and you have all kinds of shyness and that.
Even if, what if the doctor says he doesn't think it's
going to
come out for...
Hey, it's not going to come out, but if the husband goes in, he's going to see it on himself. So, that's not, that's absolutely prohibited to be a double push.
The only question there is the cat
that will they have. So these, to me, sometimes mean that there's something going on up there. You know, we're not going to go to the doctor to check the cat, but just tell him, wait. If there's nothing going on, so they'll have, so a day will pass, right? A day will pass. Then there'll be nothing there. I was told that some of them, we saw here, about them on 2 or 3 days. So the same way he's going double or triple. So I heard somebody want to say half, wait 12 hours. And I always thought 24 hours is a good thing. And anyway, it makes sense. Because I mean, remember, think about it for a minute. The woman's going to see the kesson by day, right? So the 12 and 24 is not going to be that much of a difference. The woman sees kesson by day. If you follow the laws of Tznius, the Tashmish is only by night. So I guess the difference will be if she's a Kesem early in the morning. So she's a Kesem early in the morning, and then she has Tashmish late that night. So more than 12, less than 24 hours. I would say as a normal rule, no. But I call it for you, saying it's done. There's only one speck, and it's a Shasat Chak. I don't want to make any hard and fast rules completely. Because even Vestas Mamash, it's really only a 12-hour zone. Say for the sake of 24. She has a track 12, but the only very small afkaminas, she's a small doubt in the morning. Okay. Any questions?
Yes.
Answer. Good. Rabbi Yossi, you know what? Maybe we should stop now. We're going to have to get down to, my Torah. So again, tomorrow at 10:30, we see out of Ishmael. What? Oh, so we have finals tomorrow at 10:30. I'm sorry, but I'm practicing a follow one at a time, I have no choice. Those will miss, now they bring the tapes. They come out by the latest tapes, they really work.